Congratulations to Sydney for securing this year's Transplant Games. Have you ever heard of the Transplant Games, Mick?
No.
Bruce McAvaney's a big fan. I remember his commentary last year. That athlete has somebody else's heart the size of far less.
There's a great story today in the paper about two blokes competing who have shared the same heart.
If the bloke's given his heart to somebody else, how's he still getting around?
He got a new heart and lung set.
Oh, yes.
He says, if Keith wins, that's the guy who's got his heart, I'll just have to ask him for my heart back. I'm thinking, that's a beauty, because that's the equivalent of taking your bat and ball and going home at the transplant game, isn't it? Give us my heart, that kidney, and I'll piss off. I'll be needing that pancreas too, you nut. Mr. Lopez said he had been pleased to donate his heart, but for a month following the operation, didn't know the recipient. After a chance meeting back at the hospital, the pair became firm friends. I was just so happy to meet the person who had my heart and to see him doing well. That's great. But imagine if you didn't like the bloke. That'd be a bit tougher, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay, mate. Good on you. Yeah, okay, bye. I'll see you later. Yeah, good on you, mate. Jeez, I wish I'd smoked more.